You're listening to SBS News.
It's the unmistakable sound of jubilation. At a community hall in the Melbourne suburb of Eltham, Syrian and Iraqi refugees, young and old, are dancing and singing. And there's no shortage of reasons to celebrate. Iraqi refugee Bassam Abawi and his family arrived in late 2016. Now his children attend school and childcare, and his wife Linda Yamour is finishing English lessons. And Mr. Abawi, a qualified mechanical engineer, has found work as a mechanic.
Finally, I am lucky to get this job, and locally in Eltham, and it's close to my qualification.
The family is one part of the federal government's intake of 12,000 Syrian and Iraqi refugees fleeing war. In a collaboration between Catholic Care and St. Vincent's Health, some were temporarily settled in vacant units at an Eltham aged care centre in Melbourne's northeast. The scenes of anti-immigration protests that greeted their arrival, or more accurately, did not greet their arrival, quickly disappeared, and the community has welcomed its new neighbours. Syrian refugee Issa Al-Chadaya says the positive response from the community has helped him deal with past trauma.
We are happy with this because without that we will feel lonely. We don't understand what's happening. This war destroys everything. Even the people inside them.
Local woman Gillian Essex volunteers for Welcome to Eltham, a community group aimed at supporting refugees. She says the refugees have enriched the community.
I've learnt about the differences in our cultures, but also what a wonderful, strong, resilient people they are, both the Syrians and the Iraqis, and they brought wonderful foods, music, and they're very happy to share with us. So they're very generous people.
For Mr. Al-Chadaya, the community support has been an important part of feeling at home in Australia.
When we came here, it's better because we do a lot of things. We visit a lot of places. We talk to the people. We understand what's happening around us. What we can do, what we can't do, how to use transport. And we also visit Sydney. We have relatives there. We visit Sydney twice. We went to Canberra also. But we like Melbourne more than other places.
Jessica Washington, SBS News.
If you enjoyed this, you can find more SBS features on our website or from your favourite podcaster like iTunes, Spotify, Acast, Stitcher, or Wooshka.